This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1807. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded January 7th, Angola, Barbados, Bhutan, Biafra, Bolivia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Cuba, France, Germany, Guyana, Indonesia, Internet, Luxembourg, Micronesia, Myanmar, Netherlands, Sarawak, Slovakia, Spain, Turks and Caicos, USA, Yemen, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, Angola's only surviving shortwave station leaves its carrier on all night. We can often hear a bit of it, slightly below 4950 kilohertz, but usually it's barely modulated, if at all. However, Ron Howard in California says one of his better receptions of it occurred on January 1st, as early as 0321, and still on at 0525, Radio Nacional de Angola on 4949.71 variable. In Portuguese, with High Life Music at 0400 at Time Pips in News, 459 a full ID with frequencies, as well as transmitter power, more Time Pips, News, and many IDs. He says the strongest audio was after 0500 with some very clear IDs. The strength was poor to almost fair. Here's another of those fantastic FMDX catches by trans-equatorial propagation several thousand miles from the Caribbean to southern Brazil, reported in the Rádio Escutas group by Fran Jr. in São Paulo, a huge city where the FM dial is completely clogged, or almost, not only with legal stations, but with pirates in between. However, on one occasion, he found that a station in Barbados was overriding a weak Brazilian signal on 97.5. that being Transdigital FM, which is outside the city of São Paulo. This was January 3rd, around midnight UT, and it turned out to be in English with religious programming, identified as Life FM in Barbados. It lasted from midnight to 02:25 UT. No doubt if he didn't have all that interference from local stations, he could have heard many other Caribbean stations coming in via trans-equatorial. You may be wondering about his equipment. I understand this can be accomplished without any spectacular antennas. However, he is using a directional six-element Yagi inside his abode and a Sony SPS XDR F1 HD receiver. Ron Howard at Asilomar State Beach, California, reports another reception of BBS in Bhutan, 50 hertz above 6035. January 5th, it came on abruptly at midnight 50 UT without any introduction, straight into repetitive indigenous chanting. There was a monologue after 0101, perhaps news, some indigenous instrumental music followed for a few minutes, and more of that until 0125. He says it's still Gray Lion reception. His local sunset was right in the middle of that, 0105 UT, while Bhutan sunrise had just happened at midnight 52. The clandestine radio Biafra via Bulgaria continues to be erratic on 11600, scheduled from 20 to 23 UT. It varies a great deal from one day to the next. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, near the transmitter site, says on January 2nd the modulation was not 100% and there was dead air for the first 20 minutes until 2020 UT on 11600. Then some music and English announcements until 2040, and finally a live broadcast in English starting at 2040. Richard Langley in New Brunswick was monitoring on January 3rd via the remote receiver in the Netherlands, and found there was a carrier on the air 3 minutes before the scheduled sign-on time of 2000, with a few seconds of audio from a religious programmer, perhaps just testing with that. And no Radio Biafra was heard until 2100, so he gave up on that occasion. He says, how can Radio Biafra think they can develop a loyal listenership with such irregular transmissions? Is the problem with the Bulgarian transmitter site, which Ivo Ivanov calls Secret Broad, or the studio link to Bulgaria? Perhaps they should give up on attempted live transmissions for the time being and produce MP3 files that they could simply email to Bulgaria. However, on January 4th, it was better. He says they were on the air today, checked around 2020 to 2030 UT with a fair signal and a live program just before the remote receiver site went down for maintenance. Also on January 4th, Ivo Ivanov reports the entire broadcast from 20 to 23 seemed to be a live transmission in English. It's always fun to catch stations staying on the air late for Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve, notably Latin Americans. I won't spend much time on this topic since it's all over now, but here's one example of what I heard. I was looking for South American stations and didn't hear anything unusual on 60 meters, but UT January 1st at 0400, I tuned in to Radio Pio 12 in Bolivia on 5952.46. They were just playing the national anthem and then several speeches by officials welcoming us to 2016. A few words from the director of Siglo XX for the people in the fields and in the mines. And finally at 0407, Feliz Año Nuevo. And they stayed on past 0430. These times are much later than their usual sign-off, which I think is around 0200. I had to split this off from WRMI on 5950. And some Brazilian news from Daniel Williams in Mato Grosso, who shares his DX on Hardcore DX. Reactivated on 4755 is the station in Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul, which is Radio Imaculada Conceição, Immaculate Conception, as in the World Radio TV Handbook, where it is listed as inactive. But he was hearing it on December 29th at 2055 UT, actually carrying IDs or relaying programming from Haji Milicia Sach. I had heard a carrier on 4862.3, which matches another report from Daniel Williams of a Brazilian station varying its frequency. Radio Alvorada de Londrina, nominal 4865, but he's been hearing it on 4862.77. Because there's another Brazilian which is actually on 4865, thus they're avoiding each other apparently. Radio Verdes Florestas. He says this station was also relaying that same network as on 4755, Haji Milicia Sachi. This report was January 3rd at 2327, measured on 4862.77. Had a very poor signal, but broadcast-style talk on the AM mode on 6870, December 28th at 0308. In that part of the spectrum, one's first assumption is that it would be a pirate. However, Chris Smolinski at HF Underground has also been hearing it. We've been trying to figure out how it could be Radio Havana Cuba, the ID he was able to pull. Finally, he suggested, could it be a subharmonic? Yes, 6870 works out to be exactly one half of 13740, which is on the air between 22 and 05 UT. So the subharmonic could possibly radiate any time during those 7 hours. As planned, major medium wave frequencies in France, Germany, and Luxembourg did close down at the end of the year or shortly thereafter. Thanks to our monitors in Europe, we have some detailed reports of exactly what happened from 1 minute to the next on the various frequencies, especially from Derek Lynch in Ireland and Tobias Squared in Germany. You can read all about it in the next DX Listening Digest, number 16-01, when published via worldofradio.com. and also many more reports in the DX Listening Digest Yahoo group. Ron Hart on his California beach has been enjoying better reception than usual from Voice of Guyana, 3290. It's another station we can often hear just as a carrier, somewhat on the low side. But on January 5th, he says, due to outstanding propagation, much stronger reception than normal, between 0210 and 0350 UT. Very rare to have such well above threshold level audio. It was a local program of all easy listening pop songs in English. It improved from poor to fair. And the following night, January 6th, between 0150 and 0317, another day of decent reception, one long music program with two announcers. But the modulation was low on the announcements, while the music was fairly clear. Then on January 6th, Wolfgang Büschel tried it on remote receivers in the U.S. at 0319 UT, measuring it 12 hertz below 3290, but with heavy utility interference from 3287.6 to 3290.6. Hearing programming from the Voice of Indonesia in North America is next to impossible. However, they generously run a quiz every year with valuable prizes, trips to Indonesia. DSWI Shortwave News has a report from one of the winners, Jawahar Almeida, who I suppose is from South Asia. He and other winners visited RRI and VOI in Jakarta in September on the occasion of the 70th anniversary of the station. They also got to visit RRI stations in Semarang and Yogyakarta. Read all about that, too, in the first DX Listening Digest of 2016. Via Mike Terry, an alarming report from Radio Survivor January 6th headlined Why American Independent Internet Radio May Go Extinct in 2016. New performance royalty rates that internet radio will pay artists and record labels were released December 16th, and many small and mid-sized internet-only broadcasters are now fearing they'll be put out of business. While there was a modest increase on the fee paid for each song played, the bigger concern is what's missing. And a related report came from Rain News on December 30th. Live365.com is reported to be in big trouble. A collision of misfortunes has laid off most employees and vacated its office. Of course, I would think that any internet radio, quote-unquote, stations which are not playing music but instead talk programming would have nothing to worry about. Ron Howard is keeping in contact with an inactive shortwave station, PMA The Cross in Micronesia, which was on 4755.54 until it went off the air May 10th, 2015. He heard from Sylvia Kalal at the station, saying, "Sorry, Ron, we are not running the shortwave, only FM at this time. We'll let you know when we start up again." Ron Hart in California reports on monitoring Myanmar. It seems they have a lot of problems with interference, mainly from China, on several frequencies. 7200.09, December 28th, had Myanmar on until sign-off at 1312. Fortunately, Taiwan and jamming from China went off at 1300, but that's not always the case. On January 2nd, Myanmar stayed on until 14 UT, but so did CNR1 in China. They went off just a few seconds apart. On January 4th, however, Myanmar stayed on even later, and after 14 it was completely in the clear until it went off suddenly at 1437. And Ron has this evaluation of other Myanmar frequencies if you're on the West Coast. 5985 is probably the best bet. There's an English segment at 1530 to 16 UT. Wednesday, VOA Special English after local news and weather. Thursday and Friday, it's NHK's Friends Around the World. 5915 is heard, but with strong CRI interference on the same frequency. Sign off around 1530. 9730 has Myanmar Radio after 11 UT on Monday and Wednesday with Radio Australia's program English for Business. But there's interference from Sound of Hope, Taiwan. Myanmar goes off that frequency at 11:30. And there is Tuzin Radio on 6165, but there are just too many other stations before 1400 on that frequency, among them Vietnam, China, and India. Via AM, FM, satellite, shortwave, and internet, World of Radio 1807. Our website brings you a lot more information, worldofradio.com. Thanks this week for financial support from Mike Terry in Bournemouth, England, who says thank you for all your hard work on World of Radio and many years of enjoyable listening and reading. He contributed in British pounds via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. In the U.S., one may also send a check or money order in the mail on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. A reminder that starting January 10th, the mighty KBC from the Netherlands, transmitted via Now in Germany, is on a new frequency and an adjusted time. UT Sundays, midnight to 03 on 6040. That's Saturday nights in North America. After its holiday hiatus, Radio Free Sarawak is again on the air, says Ivo Ivanov, via the Radio Veritas transmitter in the Philippines on 15420, 10:30 to 12 UT, which he says is Monday through Saturday only. He confirmed it via remote receivers in Hong Kong and Sydney as of January 4th. From Connecticut, Dean Bonanno, whose very name means Happy New Year, notes the WRMI schedule on 9955 no longer shows Radio Slovakia International in English. However, it is still on a couple of other frequencies, midnight 30 UT daily on 5850 and 11580. Also, a couple of other broadcasts on Saturdays and Sundays only at 21 UT on 7570. About the only European shortwave station left with possibly live broadcasts at local midnight is Radio Exterior de España. So, as 2016 was approaching there, I tuned to 9690, the North American frequency, which by that time is coming in quite well. Before 23 UT, they had a two-minute year-end review of the most important stories of the year, and they seemed, on these New Year's Eve specials at least, to like to play rock songs in English. Isn't there enough available in Spanish? 2.5 minutes before the hour, they joined Televisión Española for live coverage from Puerta del Sol with excited commentary. There were pops and bells ringing at midnight, 23 UT, and this broadcast was extended past its usual close down, still going at 23:42 with another song in English. Of course, 23 UT isn't really when it's midnight in Spain. Most of it should be on UT, between 7.5 degrees east and west, and even UT minus 1 in Galicia. Here's some news about the 530 kilohertz station on the Turks and Caicos Islands. It's from Stig Hartvig Nielsen, Denmark, DX Aktuelt, via Idun's Mediumwave Info, via International DX Digest, and DX News of the National Radio Club. Radio Vision Cristiana will possibly start transmitting again after several years of absence. There are plans for a new antenna mast and a new 100 kilowatt Nautel transmitter during the second quarter of this year. Some notes on monitoring this program, World of Radio. Friday, January 1st, one of our scheduled broadcasts on WRMI was replaced by something else, 2130 UT on 15770. However, I see we're still supposed to be on at that time, so I hope this will be continuing. We are on a second transmitter, but not synchronized, at that very same time, 7570, Fridays at 21:30.5. Using the remote receiver in the Netherlands, I found there's often a lot of interference to our broadcast via Hamburger Local Radio, Saturdays at 15:30 UT on 7265, because China Radio International is co-channel, although broadcasting to India from East Turkestan. They're much more powerful than the 1 kilowatt at Gurin. However, the earlier broadcast via HLR 7265, Saturdays at 0730, I think has no such interference. We have two reports of it being heard this week by Manuel Mendez in Spain, who gave it a 24322 SINPO. That was January 2nd. And also by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. Our broadcast via WA0RCR in Missouri on 1860 AM in the 160-meter band is nominally scheduled at 0415 UT Sundays. Sometimes it starts quite a bit later, depending on the length of previous amateur radio programming. But on January 3rd, we must have started a bit earlier than 4:15, so tune in, I would say, by 0410, just in case, or even earlier if you want to hear the other ham radio news programs. I also confirmed by running a timer recording that we are on WRMI Sundays at 09 UT on 5850. I wonder if that carries on to Asia, as it's aimed right across North America. If you hear a weak brother stair signal on 5015, it's a new one from WRMI. At least it's weak here, I guess, aimed toward the south. They had a few problems getting this going from January 1st. I was hearing it instead on the strange frequency of 5956.20. Jeff White and his staff looked into it and supplied this explanation. It turns out transmitter 5 was radiating on the frequency of an old crystal that was in it instead of the PTS frequency synthesizer. We now have it on 5015 and should be on the air from 2300 January 3rd, and indeed that's where we've been hearing it since. By coincidence, very shortly after I had lamented that there haven't been any special medium wave DX tests arranged so far this fall or winter, one appeared. Here are the details. It's from WBOB 600 kHz in Jacksonville, Florida. UT Sunday, January 10th at 05 to 08 UT. That is starting Saturday evening in North America. In Central Time, it's from 11 p.m. Saturday to 2 a.m. Sunday. They'll be on their daytime antenna pattern with a power possibly up to 35 kilowatts with an equipment performance test dictating the maximum transmitter power, including Morse code, sweep tones, big band and orchestral music, and selected program audio. Reception reports accepted only via email to jerry@jerrysmith.net. Correct reports will be answered with an EQSL by station engineer Jerry Smith. Thanks to J.D. Stevens of Alabama for arranging the test and Jerry Smith for making it possible, says Brandon Jordan of the IRCA-NRC DX Test Committee. Although this info says the maximum power would be 35 kilowatts, Barry Davies in the UK says on the FCC site they're listed with 50 kilowatt daytime power, 9.7 at night, except when they're testing. Their daytime pattern is non-directional, but when they're on their nighttime pattern and power, it all goes eastward into the Atlantic. About China Radio International no longer being heard via medium wave relays in the Houston market, 1520 and 1540. I also mentioned last week from Lou Johnson in Atlanta that they were still on 890 there, WJTP, but he says since January 1st, there is only Chinese language programming, and he's not sure where it is coming from. On 1520 from KYND Cypress, Texas, we continue to hear country music best around sunrise and sunset, causing heavy interference to KOKC in Oklahoma City, which it should not be doing with a directional pattern to the east. They're almost zero beat, only 0.1 hertz apart. That is making 6 deep fades per minute. The other one, KGBC in Galveston, 1540, is a full-time station, although low power. And I'm hearing it as well, especially thanks to the fact that it appears to be considerably off frequency, about 80 hertz on the high side, making a low audible heterodyne with anything on 1540, such as KEDA, the Tex-Mex station, with music mostly in San Antonio. The format on 1540 is South Asian music, but I hear announcements in English. Not sure if they have other languages. It's a simulcast with FM, where they apparently only started about a month before. Their website is humfmradio.com, where there's lots of information about it. But nothing about being on 1540. They're on an HD channel of one FM station around Houston, and the other, which they announce as their FM frequency, is nothing but a translator. I continue to monitor the clandestine radio Sana'a for Yemen every day around 1330 to 1530 UT with amazingly strong signals here in Oklahoma, very, very far from the target area. For political reasons, Saudi Arabia would seem to be the obvious transmitter site for such clandestine broadcasts, but I'm not so sure because of the excellent or very good reception. For example, on January 5th, I checked the signal strength of its transmission compared to others on the 25-meter band. It was equivalent to much closer stations in North America, some of them aiming right toward us, 11825 WRMI, 11775 Antigua, 11550 WEWN, 11930 Cuban Jamming, and 12085 Radio Australia. Only three signals on the band were about 10 dB stronger than 11860, and those were 11565 WRMI, 11760 Cuba, 12050 WEWN. Unfortunately, there are no scheduled Saudi Arabia frequencies on the 25-meter band at this time to make any direct comparison. There is Turkey on 12035, supposedly aimed toward us, but it was only S4, very poor signal in English, until 1425. Iran was on 11675 and 11730 until 1420, but that too was much weaker under S9. So, if it is really from Saudi Arabia, how do you explain this signal strength? My theory continues to be some of it may be via Saudi Arabia, but not necessarily all of it, like when I am hearing it. Bill Bingham in South Africa has also once again noticed a remarkable increase in signal strength at 1751 UT. There had been interference from co-channel AWR, but suddenly Sana'a signal increased to S7 or 8, peaking at S9, having been only S3 or 5 before then. It became clearly readable, as if there were a transmitter site change. And on January 6th at 1503, I heard the talk audio with a considerable echo, as if there were also being a switch of sites, although the strength remained about the same. Propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSEs, 20 and 4 January 7th, but only 5 and 2 January 10th to 20th, although with a chance of flares starting on the 15th. Solar flux rising from 100 January 14th to 120 on the 18th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio, 1807.